Next is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 2nd, 1973, in London, England.
The mind is there. Everyone knows you have got mind, I have got mind. But can you see the mind? Can you see the intelligence?
Something abstract.
Not abstract, these are material. You have no eyes to see.
Well, at present we can. We have got three different methods of studying intelligence, starting from 6 months onwards up to heaven.
Anyway, you accept. That is my point. Now you are studying, you accept. That means you accept there is intelligence. So, besides this material body, gross material body, there is a subtle body. Subtle body, just like besides your coat there is a sa, or there is a genji. Similarly, the soul is covered by the subtle body and the gross body. What is known as death, that is annihilation of the gross body. The subtle body remains there, and the subtle body carries him as it desires. The subtle body carries him to a place where he can again grow another material body according to the desire of the mind.
Well, you mean the second body or the soul, the same thing?
No. Soul is different.
Okay.
Soul is different. Soul is finer than intelligence. These things are explained in Bhagavad Gita. Indriyani pararahu indriyabha param manah manasastu paro buddhi buddhestu paro jasa. First of all, gross understanding, this body means the senses. Indriyani, those who are animals, they think this is all. But they do not understand that these indriyas are being controlled by the mind. If one's mind is what is called distorted, then the indriyas cannot work. There is madman. You try to cure the mental disease just to bring him in proper position to control the senses. Otherwise, he does not know how to control the senses. Therefore, the controller of the senses is the mind. And above the mind there is intelligence. And above the intelligence there is soul. So we cannot see even the mind, intelligence and ego. And how we can see the soul? The soul has got its magnitude. And without understanding, without education about the soul, about the spirit soul, any other understanding, there is animal understanding.
Could I ask, please, if prana is the life force, isn't it?
Prana is the life force.
Is it in different parts of the body?
Prana.
Yes.
In the prana air, the soul floats.
Yes.
Therefore, the controlling the air is called pranayama.
Yes.
That is yogic process.
Thank you.
Prana is a life air, which carries the soul is very small,
yes.
Atomic. And not our man. Give her one. This thing, what better logic you can discover? You cannot discover any better logic than this. Don't accuse that we are illogical. Don't accuse. We are logical, completely logical. But we have got brain to understand. Yes. Logic you can put forward, but one must have the brain to understand it. If one is dull, like stone, how he can understand logic? This is very clear logic. Tathade anantara prapti, dhiyastatana, dhira. One is so cool-headed. He understands, yes, it is all right.
I think that
takes
quite a lot of your time to excuse me.
No, my time is for this purpose, provided you kindly take it. But if you don't take it, then of course there is a difference. My time is spent for, I have dedicated my life for this purpose. I am touring all over the world, giving this knowledge. It is sound logic. If you don't accept, you must give better logic, what you know. Don't think we are going under sentiment. Don't think like that. We have got sound logic.
I don't say that, but I'm not mentally prepared to that extent.
And that's all right, but if you are not prepared, then you learn how to become prepared. Then the same conclusion comes, that logic he can give to the animals, but he cannot take it.
I don't think that logic can explain anything.
No, logic cannot, but it's still as much logic you require, that logic is there.
Yes, but I don't know what Mr. Howard wants the logic about. I don't know, but what logic cannot explain anything and everything. And if mathematics and arithmetic, if we go through them, at one stage we can prove 10 is equal to 0 or 9 is equal to 0. It is also possible by step by step.
That may be possible, it has no practical use. It has no practical use.
No.
If the banker gives you 0 and you accept 9, then it is practical.
No.
But if you theoretically say all these things, that may you keep it in your pocket. But practically it has no use. The 9 equal to 0 and 2 equal to 0. That is not practical.
That's right. The logic, I don't think logic can explain anything and everything.
No. Then it is skepticism. There is no progress of knowledge. There is no progress of knowledge. As far as man can understand, there is little logic there, as a human being can understand. That's all. And if we accept this theory, that logic, our logic is imperfect, we cannot understand, then we have to accept authority. And just like a child, mother says, here is your father. There is no logic. There is no logic. He has to accept. Only the mother person is logic. That's all, authority. Is it not?
Yes,
sir. Then when there is no logic, the authority must be accepted. Therefore we accept that. Authority. Sabda Prama is the best evidence. Sabda Prama. There are different evidences. Out of that, Veda Prama, Sabda Prama is first class. All right. Thank you very much.
Principles.
Very good.
And she wants to become initiated.
Oh, yes.
I would like to have a Sanskrit name too, please.
Oh, yes, you'll have. You'll have. Hmm. You'd like to be bald-headed?
No, I think I'll keep my hair if you don't mind. Right. I can't give up everything. If my leg could be healed, then I want to advance.
My leg, you are different from leg. Yes. If leg is not healed, you can be healed.
You mean healed spiritually?
Yeah, that is divine, real healing.
Because it's keeping me from things I should be doing, you see. I can't meet all my responsibilities to it.
When they come to logic, and they give logic. That is dogs, obstinate. That is the mentality.
They lost their intelligence by
this civilization, by this culture. Yes. Adanta gopi, by losing that intelligence, they are going to the hell. They do not know it. Adanta gobhi visatantam isram. By uncontrolled senses, because as soon as they come to spiritual life, they have to control senses. So that they do not like. It. That is very difficult.
I'm not prepared for that.
Yes. Actually, they are not prepared. Then you suffer.
Then you try to be prepared.
They are not prepared because as soon as they understand that they are going to be one of these varieties of life, they shudder. Therefore they do not like to understand. If by logic I prove that you are going to be a dog next life, and that is very difficult. Just like one astrologer has said, that Jawaharlal Nehru has become a dog in Sweden. You know that?
No.
Yes, in Delhi, one astrologer.
Delhi, astrologer?
Yes.
Was the government of India there
or
any kind?
That I do not know.
Are they going to worship there?
Well, they do not believe in astrology. Therefore, they cannot take any step. They do not believe in next life. So they cannot take any step. And whether it is a fact or not, because they do not believe in next life, so what is the use of taking step? Is it as good as to say that Jawaharlal Nehru has become Indra? If somebody says like that, they will have to discard this thing also, and they have to discard that thing also. Because they do not believe in the next life. Simply by presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, we can defy all these rascals. Everything is there. And Bhagavad Gita was not presented as it is. That is the defect. The first thing is tatha dehantara prakti. Nobody understands. And that's students of Bhagavad Gita. Even Gandhi, he did not understand dehantaram prakti. All these political leaders, they do not understand what is dehantaram prakti. What do you think, Bhadra Krishna? the dehantara prapti. Do they understand? Yes. They do not understand.
That will act.
He did not know, but because he was chanting Raghupati Raja Raja, Raja Ram, that has given him this effect. Yes. On account of chanting. But he really did not understand. Just like the same example, the Mahavira. He said, Haram.
Haram.
Haram. He wanted to speak Haram. But it became Haram. That is, he did not know anything about Ram. But Ram, the name Ram is so powerful that he, although he said Haram, it affected. Yeah. But Gandhi may not know the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, but as he chanted Haram, that has been affected. Yeah.
I wondered what
Ram
meant when we say the mantra.
Yes.
Hari Ram.
Ram means.
So it was not due to his pious activity, it was only his practice.
No, that is pious.
That is why
that is
at the time of death he spoke Ram. Yeah.
Pious, he was a pious man.
He was a pious man.
Undoubtedly.
So he chanted Ram in his practice.
Daily was chanting Raghupati Raghava Raja.
So,
where this chanting effect will go? The champion. Hare Krishna. But I mean to say that he could not teach what Ram.
No.
That is his misfortune. But in spite of his misfortune, because he has practiced to chant the name of Rama, he was pious. Although he was ignorant, he was absorbed in thought of politics. He should have, if he would have understood that Rama is a fact, Krishna is a fact, that he did not understand. Then he would have preached the glory of Rama, the glory of Krishna. He took the chanting of Rama for his political purposes. He utilized for political purposes, just like there is Nama Aparad. Samma Subhakriya Mati Pramana. He was trying to get some material profit by chanting the holy name of Rama. That he got. Material prophet. He was the most famous politician all over the world.
But he did not accept any post,
you
know?
Huh?
At the same time.
He accepted Mahatma also. What? What?
But not political post.
That is another trick, it may be. Or he did not like.
Did not like.
It may be. Because he is so great. What is the presidency?
Yes.
Presidency elected post for 5 years. But he was recognized all over the world. As a great leader, that is greater than any president's post or prime minister's post. So, that is not much. But, the thing is that if he was actually aware of the importance of Rama, that he did not. He took it Rama as some means for his political purpose. But still it affected. At the time of that, he said Rama.
So you think he is going to heaven? What is his position?
But because he did not understand Rama, therefore he cannot go to the kingdom of God.
Kingdom.
That, but he will get very high position. Oh, yes. He may go to the heavenly planet.
He's still in the material world. Heavenly planet is still in the material world.
Heaven is in the material world. Heaven is in the material world. You can get greater standard of life, greater duration of life. That's all. Higher standard of life, just like Brahma. Brahma's one day cannot calculate. He's so powerful, he's created this universe. But he is in the material world. He is also a living entity like us, but very exalted. So, he cannot get the post of Brahma, but he can get life in higher planetary system. That is certain. That is explained in the find out that verse. That is explained in this. That verse, yoga prasya sanjayate sichinang simutangi. But he did not understand Bhagavad Gita, that's a fact.
But what about this position of Valmiki?
They went to the kingdom of God.
No. Yes.
They knew what is Rama.
Yes.
Yes. They are not in vague understanding.
You wouldn't be able to write Rama if you didn't understand Rama.
Yes. He had meditated for 60,000 of years.
But I think it is Gandhi to say that two pitches is more than five pandavas and five senses, and these are all interpreting from God.
He did not understand, that's a fact. But in this child, he does not understand. But if he is charged, Hare Krishna, that will be effective. He understands or not understands. It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
what is that?
Prapya punya kritam lokan.
Prapya punya kritam lokan. This is it. So punya kritam lokan means heavenly planet. Prapya punya kritam lokan. You cannot go to the heavenly planet unless you are very pious. So he is promoted in heavenly planet. Where the duration of life is very long, standard of living is very nice, but there is no Krishna consciousness. What is the prapto punna kritan lokan?
Ushitva shashvati sama.
Ushitya shashvati sama. For very long time. Because to get life in the heavenly planets means at least 10,000 of years. In their calculation. There one day is equal to 6 months. In that way, 10,000 years. Ushitya shashvati sama. What is it? Ushitya shashvati sama?
Ushitva shashvati sama. Shuchinam shimatangehe yoga brashto bhijayate.
Then again they come down to this material world and he takes birth either in very exalted Brahmin family, Shuchina, or very rich Vaishya family. After enjoying that, again he is given chance to become Krishna conscious. And if he misses, then again goes down. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, these are all false elevations. If I have to come again, back, again I have to accept another lower grade life, then what is the profit? Krishna gives his straight understanding. Takta deham punarjanma, laiti, mameti. You become Krishna conscious. after giving up this body, no more material body, either in the heavenly planet or in the lower hellish planet. You come directly. That is perfect. So there is standard aims and objects on which the people should be trained up. That is Varnasram Dharma, Vishnu Aradhana, worshipping Vishnu. This is the ultimate aim. So the whole society is divided into Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, and Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyas, departmental, and they are trained up, but the aim is Vishnu Aradhana. But they have no idea at the present moment. Vishnu Aradhana, he has no knowledge. But the civilization begins on this point. Human being means, is meant for Vishnu Aradhana. Otherwise, what is the difference between dogs and human beings? The Western people, they do not know. They simply think the dog lies down on the floor, on the road. You have got nice, best apartment. That's what you see. That is a defect. They're trying to improve the condition of sleeping, eating, that is advancement of sleeping. But that is not advancement of sleep. Advancement of civilization means to understand Vishnu, how to please him, how to go back to him, go to the spiritual world. And this is advancement of civilization. Yadgatyana nivartante tadhamam paramam. They do not know all this. Therefore they have been described as sabir varahustakharai samstutapun. All these men are exactly like dogs, hogs, camel and asses. So by their vote, by the votes of dogs, hogs, camel and asses, another big ass, big dog will be on the government. So how does he know how to govern? Do you think if you make a dog king, it will be good government? Or a camel king, it will be good government? So it is happening, sir. The dogs, hogs, camels and asses, they are voting. Another big camel, another big dog is on the governmental head. How can we expect good government? After all, he is a dog, hog and camel. How can we expect good government from him? Instead of a petty dog, if you enthrone a very big dog, what is the big dog? Does it mean the condition will improve? That is the position. It's like, what is this Nixon? He's a big dog, that's all. Therefore now people are accusing, what is the condition now?
Dragging on, now
he
becomes sick. He's ill, he's in the hospital.
He must be ill, so many attacks. How he can tolerate? He's in the post. This is happening.
This idea of democracy came at a time in French history called the period of enlightenment, and it was introduced by
Democracy.
Democracy was introduced in an age which they call the Age of Enlightenment in French history.
Yes.
The idea was that everyone should be pleased everyone should take
the oil. Is it in France, everyone is pleased? That is the imagination. Vox Populi, people's government. People, general people, they are fools and rascals. How a government of fools and rascals can improve? It's not possible. They are ignorant. Above the jata, they have no knowledge. The knowledge of eating, sleeping, mating, defending, that is animal knowledge. Everyone knows it. How to eat, nobody requires any education. How to sleep, nobody requires any education. How to have sex life, nobody requires any education. How to defend, nobody requires education. They are not subject matter of education. Everyone knows it, how to do it. The modern education means they are on this subject matter. Just like this rascal Freud. He has written a big philosophy on sex life. Does he require any education? Anyone knows how to use sex life? And he has written a big book. Similarly, defense also. They are making big armaments, atomic bomb. I am making atomic bomb. You are making. Similarly, sleeping, big skyscraper building, eating. Start thousands of slaughterhouses. Formerly also they were meat eaters, but did they maintain slaughterhouse? All right, I want to eat meat. Just go in the forest, kill one animal, that's all. Pick it up. So this advancement of civilization means advancement of slaughterhouse, advancement of skyscraper building, advancement of atom bomb, advancement of Freud philosophy. This is advancement. The subject matter is the same, which does not require any education.